And, Mr. Schwani, you have been brought to all of us, and it's an honor, by MedVetChicago.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you know way down, way down upon the Swanee?
That's got to be Ray Charles.
You know so far. How do you know this?
Listen, it's almost no mistaking that voice.
It's true. But still, if there's a Schwani song, of course.
Ray Charles and the Raylettes.
Was that with the Raylettes or without the... Yes, it's Sean says it is with the Raylettes.
Way to go, Sean. Good choice today.
It's a great choice, actually.
That's terrific.
In fact, I wish we could hear a Ray Charles concert now, but no, I don't have time for that. So, Mr. Schwani, you missed a story in your news. I know you are the impeccable newsman, but... This one.
What did I miss now?
Well, this is kind of a serious thing. It didn't just happen. It happened back on August 9th, where a woman is walking down 606, talking on her phone, and apparently someone came up to her and tried to wrangle. Is that a right word? Wrangle? Is that or even a word? Tried to take the dog away that she,
that
was,
she
walking.
Was walking.
Yeah. And then a week before that, July 23rd, on Belmont at about Lakeshore Drive. Same sort of thing happened at 3 in the morning. But still, you have a right to walk your dog, and this guy's walking his dog. And in fact, that dog was taken away, a dog named Bailey, a beagle retriever mix.
Was it the same person that was involved with these?
Well, that's what makes you a newsman and me not a newsperson. I don't ask questions like that, but that's a good one to ask. And I have no... They don't know. I mean, they don't know who allegedly did this. So... You're walking your dog now in Chicago, and apparently it's a thing of sorts that your dog might be taken away, or at least the effort made, as you walk your dog. I would imagine if it's a big, burly dog, a bit more intimidating for the bad guys, but I don't know that. So I have some tips that I will offer at the beginning of the show. Also, Mr. Schwani.
I'm listening.
Do you
think... I'm thinking about this, though, Steve.
Yeah?
Taking people's dogs.
Yeah. Well, with everything else going on,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why I'm, yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think our pets have a sense of humor?
Boy, I don't know. I do think pets are smarter than we give them credit for.
Well, a man who studies the brain waves of animals says they do, and he proved it with rats.
And what he, with rats?
Mm-hmm, I'll explain that.
I would like to see it proved by a dog. I would think a dog or a cat might have, because they keep
rats,
us entertained, do they not?
They do. And it turns out that rats have a sense of humor, and they're better for it.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can text. You can call. You can call. You can text. Same thing, 312-981-7200. Same number anyway. So I mentioned that stealing dogs. So there you are walking down the street, and someone comes up to you and tries to, or maybe successfully, takes your dog. I have some tips about that that I'll offer in a moment. August 22nd, that's this Monday. That's tomorrow, is a big day, and I will tell you why. September 18th is a big day for all of you to put on your calendars as well. And more importantly, I'm here to help you. 312-981-7200. You can call, you could text, either which way. And the other question I have is, do you think that our pets have a sense of humor? I had the honor to talk to a scientist who once and for all proved that our pets have emotions, not only our pets, but all mammals, and I'll talk about that as well. So there you are walking down the street, and in this case, not down the street necessarily, but on the 606 trail, which is wonderful. It's beautiful. It's a great trail. And if you've not done that, I think it's a great place to take your dogs for a walk. And this happened on August 9th. The woman was just walking her dog, and someone came up to her, reportedly just punched her in the face. Just like that. and tried to then take the dog away from her. She was not successful. The dog was okay. But I have some tips here. Number one is, and these are kind of common sense, I think, be aware of your surroundings. So people walk with the headsets on. They're listening to the best music ever. Well, that's wrong. First of all, listen to WGN radio if you listen to anything. But secondly, maybe you shouldn't listen to anything. Maybe you should be aware of what's going on around you. Well, it's important for dogs to have tags. They can be removed and taken off. So if someone takes your dog, they're just going to take the dog tags off, right? If they're stealing your dog. But they cannot take a microchip out. It's a permanent form of identification, but a reminder that a microchip is not good at all unless you update the information should you move. So that information needs to be kept up to date and registered with the microchip provider. Otherwise, it's like having a cell phone without a phone number, kind of. It doesn't do much good. Don't tie up dogs when you run inside to a convenience store or a coffee house. You know, you see that all the time, right? Well, that's not only a way people can take dogs, and sometimes they do, but it's also a way that dogs can get loose, and sometimes they do. And in Chicago, it's actually against the law to do that. Now, nobody knows that, and it's not enforced. I know it's against the law or the ordinance because I helped to write it. So I know that's the case. It's one of the only cities where you're not supposed to do that for all sorts of other reasons as well, but people do. Walk with a friend. Take not only your best friend with four legs, but a human friend or two as well. The more people, the more unlikely you are to be approached. And also take a loud whistle with you. So if someone does approach you in a bad way, blow the whistle on that person quite literally. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. Texting at that same number. People have begun to do that. Of course, dogs have a sense of humor. My dog, Buster, makes me laugh every single day. Do dogs tell jokes to one another, do you think? That's a different text. I don't know. That's an interesting question. Do dogs communicate with one another? Yes. Do they actually tell jokes to one another? I think in a way they do. Dogs certainly have fun with one another. In fact, they're really good at play. And Dr. Jaak Panschep, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, we will have him on this radio show in a couple of weeks. I had the opportunity to hear this brilliant man at the American Veterinary Conference convention. And prior to that convention, the diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists hold their annual symposium. A lot of big words there, huh? And at that symposium, the keynote speaker was this guy. And this guy was in the news, I don't know, a couple of years ago. I mean, on the cover of Time magazine and those sorts of things, because he taught rats to, well, he found a place to tickle rats, better put. So he was known as the rat tickler. But he did this so he could map emotions, and he's been doing this for some time, mapping emotions, real emotions in the brains of animals. I mean, scientists have said for a very long time that our dogs and cats do not have emotions. We're anthropomorphizing. Well, you know what? All you have to do, if you have a dog especially, come home. And your dog is so happy to see you. Well, happiness is an emotion, right? So clearly they have at least that emotion. Do dogs act sad, maybe jealous? Yeah, at times they do. And he actually proved all this by looking inside their brains and mapping exactly in their brains, not only for rats, but other mammals as well. And he says all mammals have emotions. We may express them differently. So what do you think? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It is our text. We have more text about whether you think, and I'll read those in a moment, that our pets have a sense of humor or not. You know, this is a text. Steve, I'm not a pet owner, but do listen to your show. So non-pet owners love your show too. That is the best compliment I can ever get. Thank you very, very much. I get those all the time. That's really nice. You know, pets are an important part of your family. So if and when they get sick, and here's what happens. I think this is a law. If they get sick, they do so on weekends and holidays. I don't know why that always is. But when it is, when that happens, you have some friends. It's an emergency hospital for pets. It's MedVet Chicago. They're open 24/7. They're at Belmont at around Clybourne, kind of right there. But as I said, open 24/7. That's the whole point. And in addition to emergency care, obviously they have that, and they have people that do nothing else except emergency care. But they've also got veterinarians on staff that do nothing else except, fill in the blank, neurology, internal medicine, surgery, anesthesia, etc. These are specialists. They go to school. They're boarded. So they go to veterinary school. They go to more school to be boarded, and they pass their boards, and they do pretty much nothing but neurology, in the case of the veterinary neurologist, for example. And the great thing about it, it's kind of like a Mayo Clinic. You've got all these specialties right there, sort of in one, at MedVet Chicago, 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110. Steve Dale's Pet World, WGN Radio, talking about whatever you want to talk about. Do pets have a sense of humor? Seems to resonate, and folks are texting, and I'll catch up with those in a moment. You can call 312-981-7200 or text. And also, if you have behavior questions about your dog or your cat, and I've got some of those too. Do dogs tell cat jokes? Monroe, Wisconsin. Love your show. Thank you very much. I love Monroe, Wisconsin, actually. And I must say, I love your beer. Let me ask, answer the question here. Do dogs tell cat jokes? Well, actually, there's this thing that drives me crazy. So there are people that use an expression, they fight like cats and dogs. Raining like cats and dogs does not drive me crazy. That's okay. But they don't fight like cats and dogs, in that they don't. In fact, in some households, I would suggest that it's easier, if you have a cat or two cats, to add a dog into that household than to add another cat. Or if you have a dog or two into the household, it's just as easy to add a cat, typically anyway, than to add another dog. Cats and dogs do live. I mean, we're talking about millions of people now. A quarter of the pet population in America has at least one cat and at least one dog. And speaking of cats, tomorrow, Monday, is a very big day for cats. It is Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. Does Mayor Rahm Emanuel know about this? It's an important holiday, I think. I think it's a holiday. And I have some tips for you and some points to make as to why, in all seriousness, and I'm really quite passionate about this, cats are under-medicalized and past the age of when they may get, some cats don't, but may get their vaccinations. Most cats, unless they get very ill, clearly sick, never see a veterinarian. That's wrong. And to me, that's actually animal abuse. I'll explain why I go that far next. I was talking to Sean, my producer there, chit-chatting. He saw the Secret Life of Pets movie, which I haven't seen yet. And I ought to. I mean, for me, it's a tax write-off, right? I mean, we're talking about what whether animals have a sense of humor or not, our pets as well. And someone texted in, do cats tell dog jokes or do dogs tell cat jokes, was it? Cat walks into a bar and sits down. Bartender, what can I get you? Cat, a shot of rum. Bartender pours the rum and then slides the shot over to the cat. The cat looks at the rum and then with a paw smacks it right onto the floor. The cat says, I'll have another. If you have a cat, that's kind of funny. At least I think so. Calling all canines at 5 minutes to 7 on WGN. It's summer, and that means return of Chicago's only boat ride for dogs. Mercury's Canine Cruise. I did this last week. I love doing this. And the whole idea started right here on this radio show. It really is an architecture cruise you go on by Mercury. That's the Skyline Cruise Line that's been on Michigan Avenue for probably 50 years or something like that. Literally, I mean, they're a small business that's been around decades and decades and decades. They're on the southeast side of Michigan Avenue at Wacker Drive, and they now offer the Canine Cruise. It's Saturday and Sunday mornings at 10:15 through September 25th. Here's what happens. You enjoy the cool breeze in your hair or fur, on a 90-minute Chicago River and Lake Michigan cruise, complete with lively narrations of the city's rich history and dog-friendly highlights, like the park with the oldest fire hydrant. Doggy restrooms and water bowls are on board. Tickets available at mercurycruises.com. That's mercurycruises.com or at the Dockside box office. Mercury Cruises, located at Chicago's Riverwalk, Michigan Avenue, and Wacker Drive on the southeast side. Welcome aboard. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. You can text us at that same number. Do our pets have a sense of humor? I'll talk about National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. But first, Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville has everything that you need to keep your pet safe and active. Interested in pet adoption? They do it. Dog Patch placed over 400 rescue dogs last year. And they have new shelter and rescue animals, dogs and cats, coming in regularly. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com, dogpatchpets.com. On Facebook, of course, at Dog Patch Pet and Feed, you can visit them at 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville if you want to check them out in person, which is always a good thing to do. Come and find your match at the Dog Patch. In August, you can save $7 on all 30-pound bags of Blue Buffalo Light Protection Formulas. Dog Patch, Pet and Feed, who I congratulate all the time because they truly walk the walk and adopt out these animals. So tomorrow, Monday, is Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. When I'm on with Bill and Wendy, I think at 10:30 I'm on, I will no doubt talk about that as well and why that truly is important and a passion of mine, actually. You are on the radio. Good morning to you, Susan.
Hi. I don't know if rats have a sense of humor, but I believe that many animals are much more intelligent than we think they are. And when I went to Western Michigan University, it was required for psychology that we took the rat lab, because B.F. Skinner, if you know who B.F. Skinner is?
I do, yes, yes. He taught us.
It was required and that we had to take rat lab in Psych 101 or whatever, and we trained these rats according to the program learning. We just did it day by day, exactly what they said. We trained the rats, every single rat, to push the pellet or push the lever or whatever, to get their, push the lever to get their pellets. And Skinner was a very famous psychologist but animals
right.
are a lot more intelligent than we think they are.
I agree with you. And I think what B.F. Skinner showed us decades ago is that when they did that, the rats would actually salivate expecting the food, which is classical conditioning, right? Do I remember my psychology right?
I do remember that, and salivation is, they know they're going to get that pellet.
Yeah,
and of course,
true.
You know, you talk about, and I do think the pets have emotions. You know, when I was a child, we went on vacation and my parents left the parakeet alone. The parakeet was dead when we came home. I think he was just so sad.
That could
because we were gone. He had no idea what was going on.
That could be, or had no food. I don't know, but
no,
yeah,
he had food, but
no.
He was lonely and he had no idea. Pets definitely have emotions. I had cats and dogs for 45 years. I couldn't live without a pet. I couldn't live one day without a pet.
Me neither.
And we need to adopt all these pets out of the shelters. There's so many pets in shelters. Please adopt cats and dogs. I used to have 2 dogs and 3 cats, and I've had so many cats over the years. But we need to adopt these pets.
Well, I agree with you, of course. And I've got a problem here, Susan. The show's over.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. She put it well, though. I agree with her. And now, of course, a flurry of pets come in. Pavlov was salivation. You're right about that. So thank you for the correction. It's early. I have a rat, or I had one named Baby. He was smart and fun. He recognized family members. They are great pets. Yeah, pet rats really are. I just added a senior rescue dog. Congratulations to you. And this person who added the dog has 2 cats in the house. To find out more about Take Your Cat to the Vet Day, since I've run out of time, I have a solution. Go to my website, stevedale.tv, and you can learn, as they say, all about it. Or listen to me Monday morning with Bill and Wendy right here on WGN.